This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the remarkable transformation in India's defence sector over the last 11 years. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the focus has been on both modernisation and achieving self-reliance in defence production. He noted that it is heartening to witness how the people of India have united with a shared resolve to strengthen the nation. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, who is currently visiting Switzerland, held deliberations on the India-EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal shared that he discussed opportunities, partnerships and emerging avenues for trade and investment between India and Switzerland stemming from the agreement. The launch of Exium 4 mission that would carry India's astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space has been postponed by a day due to bad weather. In a social media post, ISRO chairman V. Narayanan said that the targeted time of the launch is 5:30 p.m. IST tomorrow. In a message on social media, group captain Shubhanshu Shukla expressed his happiness at being part of the Exium 4 mission.
Namaste. I am Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla. I would say that I have been extremely fortunate and extremely lucky to have gotten the opportunities to first fly all my life, which was a dream job for me, and then have the opportunity to apply to astronauts corps.
This historic mission will carry four astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the International Space Station for a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit. A new round of talks aimed at resolving the trade war between the US and China has started in London. US President Donald Trump has put a positive spin on the talks, saying that the talks were going well. The new round of negotiations follows a phone call between Donald Trump and China's leader Xi Jinping last week. Washington and Beijing are trying to revive a temporary truce struck in Geneva last month that had briefly lowered trade tensions and calmed markets. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that the stalled work of the Russia-India-China RIC Troika could be restarted as the tension between New Delhi and Beijing has eased significantly. Speaking at the Forum of the Future 2050 in Moscow, the Russian Foreign Minister said resumption of joint work in RIC format could be the first step towards pan-Eurasian processes, including the formation of a multipolar architecture. President Donald Trump has ordered the Department of Defense to deploy an additional 2,000 California National Guard troops to the Los Angeles area to support U.S. immigration and customs enforcement and to enable federal law enforcement officers to safely conduct their duties amid ongoing anti-immigration enforcement protests in the city. Pentagon spokesperson Sean Parnell informed this in a social media post yesterday. On the first day of the third UN Ocean Conference, France and Brazil have launched a landmark international initiative to dramatically scale up ocean-focused climate action. The Blue Nationally Determined Contributions Challenge calls on all countries to place the ocean at the heart of their climate plans ahead of UN Climate Change Conference COP30, which Brazil will host in November this year. The domestic benchmark indices opened higher today amid mixed global cues. Sensex was trading at 82,399 while the Nifty was trading at 25,115 when reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall and thunderstorms at isolated places over coastal Karnataka and interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Orissa, Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal, and the northeastern states today. The Met Department further predicted heat wave conditions today in parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.